Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean's here with entertainment news, and it looks like it's going to be a big summer for concerts around here, Dean.
Got a couple of big names that have already announced for summertime. Since yesterday, The Weeknd, who ended his boycott of the Grammys and all things Grammys, he appeared on the show, also announced that he's going to be doing a concert tour, which will bring him to intimate Soldier Field on May, end of May. It's going to be on the 30th. Tickets will go on sale this coming Friday morning at 10 o'clock. We told you about Beyonce's shows, two shows at Soldier Field, May 15th and 17th. General ticket sales begin Valentine's Day at noon, although they have a couple of pre-sales that are going on starting on the 11th. And I was disappointed when I looked into it. I heard that Bob Dylan was going to be doing a concert tour, and he is. And guess where he's not coming this summer?
Around here, huh?
Not coming to the Chicago area. Come on, Bob. Come on.
Any chance they will add shows?
Possible, I guess. It's kind of interesting. I mean, he's not playing big cities. It's all, you know, fairly small cities. So it's not unlike Bob Dylan to do things, you know, fly in the face of conventional wisdom.
He's different.
So, hey, enjoy Peoria. enjoy Bob Dylan.
It's a nice town.
Yeah.
The name Gene Barge may not be a familiar name to people, but what a giant in Chicago music and chess music history who just passed away.
I'll say he came to Chicago in the 1960s. He was a musician and a producer at the legendary Chess Records. He got his big break when he arranged hits for Gary U.S. Bonds, the biggest hit, Quarter to Three. He went on to play on Fantella Bass's hit, Rescue Me. He was on all kinds of hit songs, but, you know, in a larger sense, was asked to tour with the Rolling Stones and with Bo Diddley and, you know, huge names in rock and roll. He produced music for Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. He also was an actor. He had roles in the movies The Fugitive and also Under Siege. And Gene Barge died Sunday at his home in Bronzeville. His daughter said he died in a sleep from natural causes. He was 98 years old. And I know you did quite a big piece on him, like sort of the legends of blues and Chess Records in Chicago. I know you're going to be playing part of your interview with him.
Coming up at 9:40 this morning. Let's talk about the latest in the Lively Baldoni battles.
Yeah, we can't get enough of this. and get used to it, because the trial's not going to be till next year. But they, for the first time, the attorneys for these two actors appeared in court yesterday. The stars were not there, but their attorneys were. And I guess during this hearing in front of a judge, just were swiping at each other, accusing each other of using public statements to attack each other's clients. The judge was losing his patience with it and told him to cut it out, but he held off on any restrictions so far on the attorneys. But he did say that he would move the trial date up from March of next year if they continue to do this. This whole thing stemming from the movie that they did, It Ends With Us, in which Blake Lively is accusing Justin Baldoni of sexually harassing her. He is accusing her of defamation. So enjoy the ride. We're going to have plenty of that over the next several months.
Yeah, thanks for the summary. More tomorrow, I'm sure. And, well, this is good news. And Sean Hayes certainly has a lot of fans around here, doesn't he, Dean?
He sure does. Originally from Glen Ellen. You know, went on to great things, and his greatest success on Will and Grace. He's part of the Smartless podcast now, and that's so great. But he won a Tony Award a couple of years ago for his play Goodnight Oscar, in which he plays the personality, I guess you might say, Oscar Levant. He started it here at the Goodman Theater, went to Broadway, he won the Tony Award, and now he's announced that it will be going to the West End of London. It will be there for 7 weeks at the Barbican Theater. Tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow at goodnightoscar.com. If you want to, if you're going to be there, want to check out an amazing, amazing production. Sean is stunning in this particular production. So
yeah, it's remarkable. It really is. You got to talk to an Oscar winner recently. How'd that go?
Very well. Ki Hu Kwan is the actor who won a Best Supporting Actor award for his role in the motion picture Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. He also was a co-star with Harrison Ford, famously, on Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. He was a child star in Goonies. Now he is an official leading man in the new action movie for Valentine's Day, Love Hurts. We caught up with him in Los Angeles over the weekend, and we talked to him about not only stepping up into leading man roles, but being so versatile in this role, not only handling dramatic but also comedic and action parts of this role.
One of the really special aspect of those movies is that you can clearly see the actors up on screen doing all the fights themselves. And in order to do that, I trained with our guys. Even though I had martial arts background, I have a black belt from Taekwondo, but it's this is not something that I practice every day. But to be able to do this, be the number one on the call sheet, and have my very own Valentine's action movie, I wanted to give it my all to do everything I can, seeing a lot of the billboards around town with my face on it, and seeing all the all the promo spots, the commercials, and them spending all this money advertising an action movie with an Asian actor in the lead. It's very heartwarming. It is, it's a testament to how far we have come, how much Hollywood has listened to to people wanting a change, and it means the world to me that I get to do this.
Yeah, there you go. He's a very nice young man, and the new movie Love Hurts will open on Friday. We also talked with one of the stars of the returning CW hit called Wild Cards. This is the kind of a cop show legal drama, but with a very comedic twist. And the actor who stars in this one, you may remember from Grey's Anatomy, Giacomo Giannotti. Sounds like he should be from Melrose Park, but he's actually up in Canada shooting this show right now. And we talked to him about bringing a season two back, some of the big names that they've got involved in season two of Wild Cards. Not so bad to have a Martin Sheen part of season two, right?
Yeah. I mean, when my producer told me, I didn't believe him for a week. I was like, you're messing with me. You're messing with me. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And then he showed up on set. And that was literally what it took for me to believe him, because I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, no, Martin Sheen plays Max's sort of grandfather figure, if you will, or Jason Priestley's father figure on our show.
So what's that like when you have Martin Sheen on the show? I mean, he is TV royalty, really.
Absolutely.
Is it intimidating? I mean, are you able to be, your super cool self around guys like that?
I think, and I've met other people, of his caliber, when people are just really kind and gracious and affable and unassuming, it opens the door for people like me and the crew and other people to go up and meet them and engage with them. You know what I mean? But when you see someone who's kind of cold and you know, in a corner, kind of not really engaging, then that, you know, makes everyone. So the fact that Martin Sheen just showed up and he's shaking everybody's hand, he's with his wife, just so kind, wanting to know everyone's names and what they do on the show, just was a total class act.
So I'm wondering, you know, I'm looking at your name, Giacomo, and I'm thinking this guy must cook like crazy. would I be correct on this? Do you do?
When I have the time, and when it's the holidays and there's people around, you know what I mean? Cooking for yourself or just for me and my wife, you know, we don't go too crazy, but when there's people in the house, I like to make a little bit of a show.
Yeah, during the pandemic, because we couldn't get any guests on our show, I started doing a cooking segment, and it's three years later going strong. And I like to, you know, if I can steal some recipes from people like you, do you have a specialty, something that you like to make that maybe I can recreate?
You know, my wife got me this Uni pizza oven about a year ago for Christmas, and it's fantastic, and I'm using it all the time now.
So there you go. He gave me his recipe for a margarita pizza. These Uni ovens, I guess, are real popular with some people. I just like doing it on a grill with a pizza stone and call it a day. The Unis seem like a lot of trouble to me.
They do. And, Dean, believe it or not, when I saw The Brutalist, I did not look at my watch once.
What?
It held my interest. It really did.
Oh, Bob's growing up. Isn't this cute?
Here's what I say about the movie. Not bad, not good, but not bad. and the Academy should honor Adrian Brody's nose. That's where I stand on the Brutalist.
I think they should make a statue. They should redo the Oscar statue with Adrian Brody's nose statue. I'm sure what we're saying is not politically correct right now somehow.
No, but Bob's growing up. Yeah, right.
Aw, isn't that cute? He went to a drama and liked it. Aw.
Thank you very much, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.